Welcome to the Nourish Practice, a relatively simple practice that delivers profound results. This audio guide is in six parts, occurring as individual tracks. Part one consists of general guidelines and an introduction to the holistic medicine and scientific context of the practice. Part two consists of specific instructions and helpful tips. In part three, you will be guided through a level one practice session. Part four is a continuation of the practice session. It's a sneak preview, a taster, from level two of the Nourish Practice, yet to be released. In part five, I recite a poem titled The Nourish Poem, which conveys experiential aspects of the practice that can't be conveyed in linear, literal terms. The final section is a conclusion and welcome back message. As a Chinese medicine physician, I developed the Nourish Practice after decades of practicing, studying, and teaching yoga, tai chi, meditation, nutrition, psychology, science, and having lived close to nature most of my adult life. I've experienced nothing quite as effective and easy as the Nourish Practice, and for this reason, I'm excited to share it with you. As its name implies, the Nourish Practice is about rejuvenating ourselves at a deep level. It provides an experiential, body-centered template for receiving other forms of nourishing experience, such as self-love and nutrition from food. The practice offers unique benefits not found in common meditation techniques and other mind-body practices, especially that of allowing ourselves to openly and graciously receive. So many of us are burned out these days due to the excess stimulation and toxicity of our modern lifestyles. The Nourish Practice helps us to deeply detox, refuel, and replenish ourselves. The Nourish Practice is an amalgam of many disciplines and introduces entirely novel aspects. It delivers benefits from each of these disciplines, including increased focus and clarity from mindfulness meditation practice, muscle tension release from receiving a massage, a feeling of comfort and union from prayer and creative visualization, increased compassion and empathy from loving kindness practice, body-mind integration and stress release from a physical yoga practice, movement and consolidation of energy from qigong practice, a feeling of groundedness and flow from tai chi, a sense of calm and ease from deep diaphragmatic breathing, and feeling refreshed and connected to beauty from being in nature. The Nourish Practice helps us to receive all these forms of nourishment in one smooth, enjoyable flow. The Nourish Practice is also an exercise in what I call radical gratitude, appreciating and allowing ourselves to be nourished by the free gifts of life in the breath and awakening the forces of nature inside us. From this fulfillment, we're able to complete the other, less recognized half of the gratitude cycle, that of giving back, which the practice helps us cultivate from a fuller, more resourced, loving, and embodied place. On many days after practice, it feels like I've done yoga without the exertion, which energy is then available to me for other activities. The Nourish Practice pulls tension away from the head, shoulders, and neck areas, where most of us spend our days. It does this by opening and nourishing our body's lower energy centers, which often go neglected. These lower energy centers correspond with adrenal function and with what in Chinese medicine is known as the kidney organ system. The Nourish Practice is an antidote on every level to the pitfalls of modern life, which deplete kidney energy. The Nourish Practice provides a rejuvenating experience to the overworked, coffee-driven, artificially stimulated lifestyle. These conditions can lead to adrenal exhaustion and chronic disease. This is why I also refer to the practice as the coffee substitute meditation. The Nourish Practice also helps us become more sustainable people and to more reverently interact with the natural world.